You want to try the intro just like from memory, from not doing it 5 months?
Okay. See if you get it. Let's see. I think I can do it.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
What up, Donut Squad, and welcome to Holy Matrimony,
a podcast where we have the whole conversation about the humor.
Holiness.
No, it's humor.
Holiness?
It's humor first. Okay. About the humor,
holiness,
and hardships of marriage.
My name is Daniel.
And I'm Anna Glaze.
And we are that Catholic couple. And today's episode, we're just going to jump into it.
Yeah, we just want to talk to y'all. Hi.
Guys.
Hi, guys.
It's been 5 months.
Hey, guys.
Since our last podcast episode.
Y'all.
It's Father Mike, right?
Yes. March. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I wish it was May. It would feel a little closer.
No, it's been March. And we've been MIA for 5 months. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that, guys.
I'm not sorry.
I mean, at a certain extent, I'm not sorry. Whatever, if that's offensive. But also, I am sorry in a sense because, like, we left everyone hanging and we really didn't explain why we were leaving, right? Did we do a final, like,
well,
a,
okay, so the whole like thing started episode? With TCC, with the YouTube channel.
Right. So we did a goodbye on the channel, but yeah. I don't think we did anything on the podcast. And then we just disappeared off the podcast and everyone was like,
the plan was to continue the podcast.
Yeah.
And then I don't know exactly what happened. Was it the retreat that I had that, like, I think just like we were like we were off that week and I don't remember actually.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
No, because that was in January when we had the retreat.
Anyway, just know that this wasn't planned. It wasn't like we planned to like ditch y'all. No, but
it was a choice. It was a choice we decided to not continue.
Right. Well, and I think it was towards the end of us moving out of our apartment as well, right? Because March, didn't we move in April?
I don't want to get into the lane of like we're making excuses for doing it.
Well, who are we, catching foxes?
Well, no, every other content creator out there that's like, sorry, you were gone, and we're going to explain why. We just decided to not do the podcast anymore without actually giving you an update. So
we didn't do an update or a wrap up. That's what I'm saying. Like there wasn't an official,
we're not coming back. We made that decision.
Yes.
So then is this just
but
a
then
one
again,
off?
Why did we make that decision? That's the part I don't remember.
Yeah. So just to ask this question though, is this then just a one off podcast? This is us updating and saying goodbye?
No. But does this mean we're back on the podcast?
Because we haven't had that combo yet. We were just like, hey, we've got time. Let's do an update podcast.
Yeah,
because we've had people ask us to do it.
Y'all are in the midst of a conversation we haven't had. Welcome to marriage.
Exclusive content. And today's, we're like, this conversation that we're having right now, Anna, I don't care how long it takes. Like, I'm not trying to hit a specific, like, 30, 45 minute. If
true,
it's tough for a while.
True, but I don't know if I want to bore them with, like, making the decision right now, either.
No, I know. Also, I'm drinking a Mexican meal right now, so sorry if you hear me
doing gross. That. ASMR.
ASMR.
We came back as ASMR videos.
We're a completely different genre. I didn't necessarily want to have that combo right now. I'm not saying that we are. It was just more so of like, if I was under the impression that this actually was going to be just a one-off podcast.
I didn't think we were saying goodbye though. When you say it like that, it just feels a little harsh.
You mean real? Like, instead of saying goodbye, let's just not upload a podcast for 5 more months.
Well, no. Okay. So here's my thing. I was like, yeah, let's do a follow up, like a catch in or an a catch up. Yeah, yeah. Like an update podcast. I keep wanting to say video. Old habits still die hard. But I was like, okay, let's do the one-off. But now that you're saying it's a one-off and a goodbye, I'm like, that's not what I thought we were doing. But I'm also not saying,
hey, we're back.
Can this just be a one-off, like, catch-up and then just TMI. TBD.
TMZ, all that.
TMZ, everything. TBD, we'll be back soon.
Well, okay, so let's have this combo because this is something I actually wanted to talk about.
No, keep going. I was listening.
Well, because you gave me that
look. I gave you the look, but I'm just keep going.
No, I don't even know if we're going to, and I know this is really early to talk about it, but I don't think we're bringing back TCC. And I think when I had that switch in my brain of, okay, I'm going to say it and then we can talk about it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I am over the cheesiness / divisiveness / corniness slash
same void, or like speaking of
like
the same,
like siloing, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Echo chamber.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Of Catholic content. I think there is some really good Catholic content being made on the podcast and YouTube front,
but it's like 5%.
Oh no, honestly, it's I'm maybe like 4 or 5 people I would be like, okay, I'll actually watch that. Granted, I also have not. I think another reason why we haven't done a podcast is I haven't listened to podcasts. Specifically. Yeah.
Dana keeps wearing this as a badge.
No. It's something that I never thought like would be a part of me, of not listening to podcasts. Yeah. After Lent, I never started listening to them again, and I just haven't since Lent ended. So I don't think I've had the motivation of like listening to good podcasts to want to make another podcast. And I think, yeah, me being over Catholic content, which is so weird because we were in the trenches of it for a while.
That sounded weird. Not that we came up with Catholic content. We rose at around the same time that I think Catholic content on social media became a thing.
Well, especially on YouTube.
On YouTube, specifically.
I don't know if it is vain or prideful of me, but I would say we were a pioneer of Catholic content on YouTube.
Yeah, I would say that. Not that we came up with the concept, but it was just like we were some of the first to try it out. And then the first to jump ship. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
We didn't. No, we weren't the first to jump ship.
No, I don't know. No.
But, okay. Can you expand a little bit? Because I want to move forward from this, but I think our listeners deserve to know where you're coming from with the Catholic content. You've already told me about this, so I could just skip ahead if I wanted to, but I think people want to know why and where your head's at with Catholic content.
Could you do me a favor and give me some questions?
Oh, I guess.
About it? Well, because I know we've talked about it multiple times. I don't want to get to the point where I'm starting to bash things.
Right. Or be cynical. Like, I also don't think that we like want to be intentionally cynical towards anyone that is putting content out there. Yeah. Right. So I guess that's kind of where I'm asking.
We still have friends in that arena.
Right. And we have a lot of friends that are still in that realm. And so I guess that's why I'm asking for you to elaborate and expand on it a little bit more, because I don't ever want this episode to come off and if our friends hear it or people out there hear it who were excited to kind of maybe jump into the media world of Catholic content and now be so like discouraged because like Dino and Anna think it's stupid now. Like it's not that we don't think it's stupid, or it's not that we think it's stupid, sorry, but more so where are you coming from with you're kind of over it yourself. And is this a personal thing versus
what?
Never mind. That's a follow up. Expand on yours. And then I'll see if you answer it, and I'll ask the second part.
So it wasn't, let me think about where it actually started, because, okay, this is where I'm going to get fairly honest. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I think this started
what's to expect.
Yeah. Right. Especially me. I think it started with Catholic podcasts. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, let me back it up a little bit. So when we were doing Catholic YouTube and we were doing Catholic podcasting, something I would do just to be aware of the culture we were like speaking into and we would we were essentially part of, is I would subscribe to everything Catholic on YouTube and everything Catholic on podcasts. And I would do my best, partly because I love listening to everything on like triple and double speed, to be aware and watch all their videos. And I think it got to the point where I got so oversaturated by this content, because I felt like I was watching the same thing over and over and listening to the same thing over and over and over again. Now, there were a few people that stick out that I'm like, I still watch their videos. I still listen to their podcast. Actually, I don't listen to any podcast right now. But like, if I decided to start listening to podcasts, there'd only be like 3 or 4 Catholic ones that I would actually like keep up with. Mm-hmm. I think I've unsubscribed to like everything but 3 Catholic YouTube channels. I think it just got to the point where I was so oversaturated with all this content, and I felt like it was just not. Yeah, it got to the point where I felt like it was really corny, and it was the same thing over and over again. And Yeah, it's, and I hate using, like, I'm not trying to diminish what these people are doing, because I think it's what we were trying to do. And I even go back and watch some of our stuff, and I'm like, damn, we were corny as hell. Like, damn, we were, like, really cliche. Man, we were, like, and I think we made some really great videos and some really great podcasts, but it just felt like, yeah, we were speaking into the echo chamber, like we said earlier, and not really trying to do much outside of the cookie cutter, Catholic content machine that other people are doing better. But also other people are trying. I just felt like it was the same thing over and over and over again. And I got over it really fast when I came to that realization.
Well, and so that's perfect, because I actually think that does tie into this follow-up question that I wanted to ask. Do you think you did that to yourself then?
What do you mean?
By oversaturating yourself, because I would say that I actually don't. Like, I don't do what you did in the sense that, like, I didn't follow everybody. I don't really watch the YouTube channels. I don't really, you know, listen to all of the podcasts. I didn't dive in as deep as you did, maybe. And so that's why I'm saying, like, is this more of a Daniel is done with it? Or is this, like, you thinking there's no service to it anymore in general?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I don't know if you've... Have you talked to Luke Carey about his...
Oh, I don't know him. He's famous. Oh, my gosh.
Have you talked to Luke Carey about... or at least seen it on Twitter of his thoughts on Catholic podcasting?
No. See, I don't know.
No.
Like, I love all of our friends.
Yeah, for sure.
And I support them, but I try to... Not, yeah, sorry. To make a long story short, no, I have not read what Luke has said. What has Luke said?
One of the things that I love about Luke is the same thing about myself, is like, except I don't do it on Twitter like he does. we're fairly honest whenever we do stuff. I've talked to him about this a couple of times where, okay, how can I explain this? He does not like how many... He doesn't like when people make Catholic podcasts just to make a Catholic podcast. I think once again, Catching Foxes was on the forefront of Catholic podcasting being a thing.
Yes.
There's been multiple times where he has seen somebody make a GoFundMe or like, hey, we're starting a new podcast. And he's like, cool, a podcast that literally has no cool thing about it aside from talking about Catholic things. Hmm. And it's like, that's kind of where I feel like, especially in Catholic YouTube, where they're just talking. Like, it's like there's no like certain like creative spin on it. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but it's just like, cool, another Catholic podcast talking about Catholic things. Cool, that's great. Another Catholic YouTube channel talking about Catholic things. Like, that's great. Without having any real substance behind it.
So then do you think we fell into that five months ago?
I would say so.
I would say so too.
Yes and no.
That we were one of those podcasts that was just podcasting to podcast, basically. Like, they're with no really meat to it. We have like the notion
Venn diagram. We might have had some overlap. Yeah.
Yeah, I actually feel like, sorry, the big smack in the microphone. I would actually say that while we tried to keep it fun and different, I think 5 months ago we definitely hit a wall with just like, what do we talk about now? At least that's how I felt. And so for the last 5 months, maybe this is part of why we went MIA for a little bit. Is it like, I don't think either of us were, or at least me, were stimulated. I don't know, like, or like excited, like, there wasn't a desire to come on the podcast to talk about anything like life-changing or impactful or so anything new that people couldn't find online.
Here's where I'm going to kind of interject and disagree, but also agree. I think what happened... Okay, I think two separate things happened at the same time.
Okay.
I think what you felt about the YouTube channel, you also felt about the podcast. And I think I found out this revelation about myself around that same time. Because... I do think we actually did have a cool, not like a cool spin on our podcast, but I think what we were trying to do was different than other podcasts, where we actually were like trying to have, as stupid as it sounds, like an actual real conversation about marriages and marriage. And I know there's a couple other Catholic podcasts that do that too, but I felt like the way we were doing it was a little bit more raw and real. So I don't necessarily agree on that front to the fullest. I think, yes, there are times where we're just doing it just to do it and to hear ourselves talk and blah, blah, blah. But I don't think that's why we 100% stopped. Okay. I think it was you feeling the same way that you did about the YouTube channel, about our podcast, yeah, and not really wanting to put in the effort to do it because you're like, yeah, whatever. And then mm-hmm. I was like, I'm so over Catholic content at this point. And I don't know if I'll, I don't know when and if I'll ever get back under it. Wait, wait a second. Very sexual. Yeah, but I just don't know if I'll ever like really want to start making Catholic content again. And I think those happened at the exact same time to where like you were like, you've always been comfortable with not doing this. Yep. And I've always been like, well, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. And I finally was like, I don't want to do it. So mm-hmm. I'm not going to do it. Cause I'm over this medium and I'm not this medium, but the kind of Catholic content. I miss making content and being creative with it. And you know that, but, mm-hmm. I think two different things happen simultaneously.
Yeah. Just interesting.
Yeah. Why?
Well, because I still see the good of Catholic media and I don't think you're saying that. I don't think you're like negating that, like it can play a role in evangelization purposes or like, you know, creating online communities and stuff like that. I don't think that's what you're saying. It's more so that now it's become so readily available to us, to so many of us.
Keep kicking the mic.
that. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think it was. And it's so funny again, because I'm on the page where like, I didn't dive in deep to all of the Catholic media stuff, but yet I also just felt tired of it for no reason. So it's funny because you went in like 100% into YouTube and podcasting and hearing all of this stuff. And I was like, maybe like a 25% in, like into listening to that stuff or watching that stuff, that even I felt in that 20%, 25%, like, this is all kind of like the same message, basically. Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, yeah, and I could go into so many different tangents on that of like, why are we all still just trying to sell a different kind of Jesus when yeah. like Jesus is the same? Like, why are we reinventing the wheel when like the wheel was already invented by Jesus? Not that he invented the wheel, but
oh, gosh. That was such a mom joke.
Yeah. Why are we trying to rebrand Catholicism when like we already have that for 2000 years or, you know, like yeah. things like that. It it starts to get obnoxious again.
Well, and I think another thing that like,
circular argument is what it's like a circular argument all the time.
Well, and let's let them into a little bit more of what's happening right now. This is the first time that we've ever recorded a podcast where it's not with one mic sitting next to each other. So like we're sitting across the room in our new house.
Yeah. I'm actually enjoying it right now. We set up our office.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
We are in a much bigger home. Lily yeah. is not, you know, close enough to where she could be woken up anymore.
Yeah, for real.
Because our tiny ass apartment
no, for
was
real.
So tiny.
the reason I bring that up was just like, because I was like, what did you say? Because you're behind a pop screen and I can't see your mouth sometimes. Like, what'd you say? Because I can't hear you with my headphones right now.
That's right.
So what I was trying to say is I think another thing that played into why we stopped, especially our podcast, because we did, for a different reason, we stopped our YouTube channel, was... I did not feel creative enough. What am I trying to say? I was over the idea of creating Catholic content and I didn't know what to do next. Right. Like, cause I love making content. I love mm-hmm. being creative. I love making like video editing. Like I'm taking courses to do it. Like I honestly would love to find a way to do a different kind of podcast. But I remember talking with Corey Hyman of Likeable Art mm-hmm. and being like, my brand has been Catholic for so long that if I take that away, I have no idea what I would want to make content about. And that's what I've been pondering since like that area of life. Like since we stopped kind of really caring about making this podcast and making our YouTube channel, that like, yeah, I've been, I think I know where I'm going to go now eventually, but it's taken me like like 6 months to even think of an idea.
You're going
to
review water parks.
Dude.
I still think that
I told the teens at the Pines that. They loved that
I
idea.
I still think it should happen.
Where my husband make a YouTube channel reviewing water parks. Dang it, now everybody knows about it. Someone's going to steal it and do it.
Damn it. But I did not know this. We've been married 4 years and I only found this out a couple months ago that my husband
not a couple months ago.
With water parks.
Like a year ago.
I mean, like, okay, sure. We only started year four, so... Yeah, maybe a couple months ago.
The reason why is because I get so sick and on roller coasters. Yes, I can't enjoy amusement parks, but I can go all out on water parks.
Yeah.
And I would love to get like a dope YouTube channel reviewing them because like it'd be so sick.
And just get sponsored. You know, like I used to watch, it was channel 42 on cable in my house. It was the travel channel. And I used to love the episodes about roller coasters and the water parks.
Dude.
Those were the best episodes on the Travel Channel. I have
YouTube
no idea what they're called
you.
Anymore, but yeah, put it on YouTube. Have Daniel just ride those slippery
ride
waves.
Those rides.
Ride those slippery tunnels.
But yeah, so the reason I bring this all up is because I think there was a creative like, okay, if I'm not only making content like in the Catholic realm, what kind of content would I make? I couldn't answer that right away. Hmm. Even though I had like 13,000 ideas, I wouldn't know where I would want to go first or even start. Yeah, I think that had a lot to do with it. Yeah, I'm over Catholic content, and I don't know if I'll ever want to do it again.
No, but okay, can I ask you another follow-up?
Go ahead, girl.
I can ask you anything, you're my husband. Would you... I'm trying to make sure that we don't, that we don't come off cynical, and so this is like a softball question to you.
Go ahead.
If someone were to come up to you and still talk to you about Catholic content or whatever it is that they're watching online that's like impacting their life and like they've heard from these like amazing podcasters or YouTubers that are putting out things, would you automatically like kind of
like shut them down?
Like shut it down. Yeah.
No. I don't think I would.
Because, like, do you still see the good in someone else that might need... Just, like, you know how, like, we talk about this all the time. We went to school, we went to college, the same university. We went on an awakening retreat. I remember being, like, so freaking gung-ho for awakening retreats for, like, 2 years of my life in college. And then realizing, like, oh...
This isn't everything. Yeah,
this isn't everything. And, like, there's more to life than just putting my life on pause for 6 months to put on this stupid retreat. But I remember... When I first entered into it, like that's exactly what I needed for me, at least for my personal growth at that moment. I needed that awakening retreat, especially the first one I went on, to remind me of my own like relationship with God and stuff. So like, I guess what I'm saying is the reason I went off on that tangent is because like for social media or for Catholic content on media right now, you might personally be over it, but you're not saying that it can't be helpful to somebody else.
I mean, not necessarily, but I also think that the more we go away from trying to make the most quality of content we can, the more, I'll just say it, the more we look like a joke. Honestly, the more like we don't, the more corny content we put out, the more oversaturated we make the market with not the highest of quality things that we can do that actually like show the creative side of Catholicism, how beautiful and artful it can be. I just feel like, we're shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit. And no, like if somebody comes up to me and says, oh, I love such and such video or such and such podcast, I'm not going to be like, well, they're really boring and I find them stupid. Like, I'm not going to say that. I mean, depends on who they are. Who's talking. But
you might still call you stupid, but for some completely different reason.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not gonna like take away their experience, but like if we ended up talking about like, well, what do you think about them? I'm gonna tell them my honest answer. Mm. You've seen me do that, and some people are like, whoa, like you really think that? I'm like, yeah. I also feel like sometimes like to say you don't like a Catholic thing in a Catholic cult in a Catholic circle, depending upon the circle itself.
You stopped at cult.
Culture. Say culture and a Catholic cult. Some people, never mind. I also feel like, for some reason, like there's this unwritten rule that you have to like all the Catholic content that's out there because you're Catholic. Mm. It's like, nah, like I'm not going to play that game. I don't do that. Because I know we've had recent conversations with people that we know that are like, oh, like, you don't like this one? And like, yeah, not at all, actually. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, wow. And I told them why. They're like, oh, wow.
I can kind of see it. Or like, they start seeing it. Yeah.
And yeah, this is not to shit on everybody, but it's just a, I think I'm at the point where I am officially done, at least for now, making any kind of Catholic content. Like, for me, I still want to help those that are doing it well. And I have been.
That's a really good caveat. Or like a cool clarification. I like that.
Yeah. Like I like my friend Edmund, I'm going to help him out a lot. I'm helping out other people as well, like video editing for him and doing contract work with them. And like, but I'm happy that I kind of get to choose the ones that I think are doing better and good work. Mm-hmm. And being able to help them with that. And I also know that like, I'm finally starting to hit the creative juices that I need. I'm starting to kind of really hit that now. And I'm excited to maybe potentially make some other kind of content. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Daniel. I'm just kidding. I feel like I interviewed you. Oh, no. Daniel just spilled his Mexican meal all over our office floor. Anyway, I'm just going to keep talking. Oh, yeah. Daniel wants me to start talking about the pregnancy. So I will just transition into what it's like being pregnant right now, because I know a lot of you are wondering how all of that is going. So we're probably not going to tell you all the name. Actually, we won't tell you all the name on this episode. We're going to announce it once baby is born, but he is a boy, in case anyone missed that gender picture reveal, I guess, on social media. But we are having a boy. We are about 4 weeks away right now. And 4 weeks from my due date, I actually think it might be closer to two, or at least that's what I'm hoping happens, because I'm so tired and really hot all the time. And just pretty uncomfortable at this point in my pregnancy. But we are still, and if you hear those noises, it's Daniel picking up all the ice that just fell on the floor. So sorry about that. But anyway, yeah, pregnancy has been really interesting. This pregnancy has felt different since the very beginning, especially, I mean, just the journey to the pregnancy has felt very different. Struggling for almost 2 years and trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And still, actually, I don't think we ever really talked about it on the podcast, but still not really, really 100% sure what was going on. So we know it was secondary infertility, and we know it had to do something with hormones. But even at that point, like, as soon as we started working on becoming pregnant, then we got pregnant, and it kind of defeated all of the test results that we had been doing at that point. So we never really got to like a clear answer, because baby showed up. And so that was great. The baby showed up. Obviously, we were very happy about that.
I still think I know what it was.
Stress.
Yeah, I think you manifested the stress in your body so intensely that it like really blocked your body from doing what it needed to do.
Since naturally. My first pregnancy, probably. Yeah, that's what Daniel thinks. I'm still just interested to...
I also think I missed my Mexican mule.
I'm so sorry you spilled your drink. I'm very interested to see what happens postpartum with this one, too. Because Daniel is thinking we're going to get pregnant really fast.
I'm actually kind of wanting to try and get pregnant.
I mean, I think we're both on that same page. But it would just be really funny if, like, all of a sudden we just knock out the next three. Like, just back like bang, to back. Bang, bang, all Irish literally. Twins. Irish triplets. What the heck?
Oh, in the next pregnancy?
Yeah.
Because we have, like, five kids.
Yeah, just, like, have them all. And then, like, have a huge gap. Team. Have, like, another huge gap with infertility.
Oh, why are you laughing at that?
No, I'm sorry. No, like...
Oh, wow. I'm going to text the Griffins that.
See, this is why you should have been here while I was just rambling about my pregnancy. Because Daniel was able to chime in. The peanut gallery over here. I mean, pregnancy has been good. I feel like it also went really fast these last couple of months ever since we moved into this home.
Yeah, but it's been so good.
Oh, this home is amazing. We'll talk about that in a sec, but this home is perfect for our family.
Yeah.
Perfect for baby's arrival. We're just We are beside ourselves.
Beside ourselves.
We are standing beside ourselves. We are beside ourselves with just how lucky and blessed we've been these last couple of months, and not taking any of that for granted. Honestly, like literally every day, I'm just like, oh my gosh, my life is awesome. Or we come home at the end of the day and we're like, man, we love our life right now. Like, thank you, Lord. This is so, so good. At least, and that's what's been keeping my prayer life. I haven't really told you that, but just, yeah, just like every day seeing it as, man, this is so good. Like, honestly, I don't want to miss these moments. I don't want to forget how good this is right now, because I know. Because
both of our jobs are awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Lily is so good.
Yeah.
You're pregnant.
Like, this home is amazing.
We live in a great house now, as opposed to that small ass 2-bedroom apartment.
Amazing community, amazing parish life right now. Like, we're very blessed, and like realizing
thriving podcast.
Yeah, sure. But realizing that like that's not always going to be the case, and so really enjoying this season of life right now has been very, very good for my own faith life and my relationship with him.
Well, I think, again, that's partly why we're also not doing podcasting right now, is like we've been really intentional of like, let's be here in this moment and like
cultivate roots
for sure.
Build those roots here. Like, I really am. I don't have any complaints. I think like the minor
because you're always complaining.
My husband making fun of me all the time. But I think the only complaints, honestly, when I look back and think of the last couple of months, what my complaints have been, they've been so petty. Honestly, like they've been such petty complaints. Of like,
I'm going to save this clip.
People don't want to hang out with us. Like, people don't like us, or like things like that, where I'm just like, shut the hell up, Anna. Like, you have amazing people that love you and want to be with you, and your home life is amazing, your family loves you. Like, get over yourself. And so I think back to those moments where I'm just like, I wish we had this, and I wish we had that, and I wish we were in this situation. And I'm like, shut up. Like, just get over it.
Can I say that?
You're fine. No, you cannot say that. I can say that to myself. Thank you very much.
My bad.
But yeah, that's been really cool to be able to call myself out and be like, oh my gosh, you sound like a teenager right now. Like, your life is so good.
Yeah. What else do we want to update him on?
I don't even know.
I turned 30.
Daniel turned 30.
Yeah, I'm a 30-year-old now.
He's old.
I'm a 30-year-old virgin.
Very, very old.
Yeah. Anna threw me a dope ass Iron Man party.
Aww.
If you haven't seen it, go to our you posted photos about it. Yeah,
I did post photos.
Go to one of our Instagrams and look at the photos. She did such a good job.
I loved it. Honestly, I'm really loving like birthday party like decorating. I'm having trouble with words right now because I'm so tired. But basically, I'm trying to finagle and really sharpen my party planning skills because I love it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's the thing, is we've been able to host so many people here.
Yes. And open up our home that we've always wanted to.
Yeah, doing our Friday night dinners. Yeah, that's so good.
Be hospitable, sharpen that gift that we both know we have. Like, yeah. So anyway, your party was definitely a highlight of my summer.
Yeah.
Being super pregnant and super hot.
I got a freaking Nintendo Switch.
Woohoo.
So if any of you guys play it and want my friend code, just let me know. Just let me know, please.
What else? There was something else. Counseling has been incredible.
Yeah. Guys, let me just brag on this kid for a second.
On me?
Yeah.
Oh, again?
Yeah, she has done... Okay. How much am I allowed to share?
Everyone's going to hate how sappy we are, but... How much did you share? You said?
Well, so...
You can share. I mean, you don't have to share all the details, but...
She shared, like, the genesis of it. Like, the night where we had that conversation about your dad.
Yeah.
And how that, like, that, I think, was the turning point of counseling. Because we started it with just us two as, like, there'd be anybody else.
For just us two. Every night.
Well, I guess, because the next thing I was going to say, but then you, like, you went by yourself for... weekly for like 3-4 months, 5 months, 6 months.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about like the conversation we had just started us two. And I was like, yes, it was a conversation just us two.
Oh, no, I was talking about counseling.
Okay, counseling. Yes, we started us two. We knew we needed marriage counseling. And I think we've talked about it maybe in a previous episode. We started going to marriage counseling together because we knew something was up. And we just weren't communicating well. And we just kept having the same kind of problems.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think after like the second session together, we had a conversation at home.
Oh, no. We were going for like about a month and a half there, remember? And I was like, hey, we really need to start like, yeah, because we went for at least a month. Yeah, it might have been even longer than that, because I remember we had a first conversation being like, hey, I was like, I don't think we're using marriage counseling from what we could be. I think we need to start talking a lot more honestly and being really like upfront with like, these are the problems that we're trying to figure out. And you're like, yeah. And then a couple ones after that, that's when we had the conversation about your dad. And then you realize like, okay, I think I need to confront like the wounds of my father a little bit more intensely and deeply with our counselor.
It wasn't just the father stuff. It was coming to terms with the fact that I had a traumatic childhood.
Oh, I wasn't trying to share all that. But
okay. No. I'm fine with that, saying that, like, because I'm okay with it now. Like, understanding the, like...
It wasn't because you were okay with it. I just didn't know how much you wanted to share.
No, thank you for asking. I'm okay with this. I'm understanding, I think for the longest time, I was so ashamed and just desiring to be normal. So for the longest time, I was just like, no, I had a normal upbringing. Like, everyone has an abusive dad, you know, or like everyone has a dysfunctional home. Like, no marriage is perfect, you know? And so trying to compare my upbringing to everyone else's based on surface level, just functionality, right? So like, everyone has this, I'm okay, I'm a normal person. And then realizing, I think in that conversation with Dino, just being like, I don't want to say I'm a child of trauma.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I'm a result of domestic abuse. Like, I don't. That is so painfully hard for me to, like, come to terms with. And breaking down with you, like, in the living room and just saying, like, I don't want to say that. Like, that just sucks. Because then it means that my life wasn't normal. And it means that what my parents gave me was still not good. Like, it was actually really crappy. As much as I love my parents, and see them for being, you know, for honoring them and like having respect for them, I don't want to say that they gave me all of this, but they did. So then realizing that in the conversation, bringing it to counseling with sister, she's a sister. I should probably not say that on the...
Well, too late.
Too late. Anyway, so her name is Sister...
I mean, it's fine to know who it is. It's fine.
Yeah.
And
then I started going by myself.
Let me brag.
Well, I started going by myself every week. Yeah. Every week for about 5 months. Just a deep, intentional session.
Calling me afterwards, crying.
Like, literally in tears every single session.
Yeah.
Feeling like my heart and my soul were being ripped apart. but it was good. It was a good rip apart.
Well, that's what I was going to brag about is like, this girl has grown probably like the most I've ever seen you grow in a short span of 5 months. Like seeing the improvement, like it's been amazing to see how, I don't think we've had like a legitimate blowout. We've had a couple of like aggressive tiffs, but not an actual like blowout fight like we did before we started counseling.
Yeah.
But you're also just like really, you think a lot more clearly. You do understand things from a perspective of like who you are a lot better. You're so good and so awesome.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I think I'm just more aware of who I am, where I came from.
Yeah.
And what I want to be now, like, you know, like where I want to move forward with that.
We are yawning so hard now.
We're so tired. But, counseling has been amazing. I think you're right. For the first time in my life, I've been to counseling before, like in seasons of my life. But I think this time doing it while it was with you and coming to terms with, okay, I can't just bullshit my way through the counseling session, because I think I did that so often in my previous session, like in my previous seasons where I would go to counseling, that now I was like, okay, no, Daniel's right. Like, I have to take this seriously. If I want to improve, if I want to get better, especially with baby number two coming, like, if I really want to be a better mother and a wife and all around better person, then I need to stop giving lip service to all of my counselors and just saying all the nice frilly things of like, yeah, no, like, I totally know who I am and blah, blah, blah. Because you can really easily BS your way through a counseling session. Oh, so easily. Like, if anyone is out there listening to this, trust me.
And don't do it.
Don't do it. I've done it multiple times. Where you just get to the end of the session and you only talk about the surface level stuff. And that's as deep, you know, that's my wound right there. Like, that's the root of my wound. I will throw in the caveat that I think sometimes you might not know that there's more there. So anyway, just clarifying that. But I think with this one, it was like, okay, let's dive deep into some of these memories and some of this trauma and what I remember seeing as a kid that really sucked and shouldn't have been there in my life. So yeah, counseling has been good. I'm interested to see how postpartum also plays out with
that. Yeah. Well, so whenever after Lily was born, mm-hmm. I think you had some kind form of postpartum
PTSD. Yeah, postpartum depression and like the baby blues. Yeah.
But I also wonder if that was just you living out, what am I trying to say? Like, pre-counseling, Anna. Like you didn't know how to handle your thoughts and emotions in the way you do now. Mm-hmm. So I don't think you're going to be as crazy. Not saying that people, women that are crazy. I don't think you're going to be as... what's the right adjective?
Unstable.
Unstable, yeah. as you think you might be.
Like, mentally unstable. Yeah, I was definitely mentally unstable with Lily when mm-hmm. we first had her. When it was crazy, because remember, it didn't play out. This is a common myth, too. I just want to say, you don't get postpartum depression immediately right after the baby. Like, some women do. And then some women, like, for me, it showed up 3 months later. Like, I had already had the baby. She wasn't really even a newborn anymore. Like, and then all of a sudden, just crazy thoughts of, like, leaving, packing up my clothes. Like, I'm better off. The family's better off without me. Daniel needs to raise Lily. I can't do it. Like, just really crazy lies and stuff. You're the worst. Tina just needs to raise his kid by himself. So I'm interested to see how counseling has set me up for hopefully something better with this baby. And if not, then you know I will be in there every week. Which we've already talked about.
I think that's the blessing of the blessing of this is that now you have like an actual place
and an incredible count. Like, she is, she's really so good, incredible. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is like you have that.
Yeah.
You know, and like it's a place that, like, maybe a safety net might be the right word, but like, you know, like, okay, like if it comes, I have a plan.
Yeah. I like to describe it more as a boxing ring. And I have, like, you and sister, in my corner. And obviously Jesus is always there.
No, for sure. That's implied. It's a Catholic podcast. Yeah.
But, like, I have people fighting in my corner. I don't know, fighting myself. And then it would be, like, a spinoff show where it's just me fighting myself, like a Black Mirror kind of episode.
Wow, that was racist.
No, like the show. I've never seen an episode of Black Mirror. But I would just think that it'd be like me coming to terms with myself, fighting myself in the ring, you know?
Wait, why would that be a spinoff? I thought that was the actual plot of what we were saying.
Sorry, not a spinoff, a plot twist is what I meant.
You gotta get these pitches right.
I'm so tired. Not a spinoff show. A plot twist in the episode where you come face to face with like a mirror, and then in the mirror you see yourself.
Oh my gosh.
And then Mufasa's voice
plot twist with a spinoff.
And then Mufasa's voice just says, remember who you are.
And is there anything else we're gonna talk about? Because I know the perfect thing to end on, but I don't want to throw in it yet.
No, I think we're done.
How disappointed we were in Jane the Virgin's final season.
That's what we want to end on. I wanted it to be a happy ending.
Okay, say that it was
Welcome to the podcast, the part of the podcast where we just talk about all of our favorite shows and how shitty some of them have been.
Oh my gosh, I hated the final season of Jane the Virgin. We'll just leave it at that.
No. We cannot just leave it at that. Raphael sucks.
If you've been on Team Raph, I want you to know that we are mortal enemies until we die.
Raphael.
And you know what? Those who are on Team Raph probably go to hell, so I won't see you after life either.
No, but I will say those who are Team Raph, here's what I'm going to ruffle some really bad feathers.
Get them.
Girls who are on Team Raph are the same girls that go back to their toxic freaking boyfriends from college and they can't get over them.
Get him.
Raphael is the absolute worst man on that show. He is incredibly immature. He is a brat. He manipulates Jane's emotions all the damn time and tries to come off as a martyr every single episode. Here I go. I am on my freaking soapbox. But Michael... all the way.
So selfless.
Has done so much for Jane. Literally still gave her up at the end of the freaking show.
Screw you, writers.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They did him so bad.
Yeah.
They did him so freaking bad. I'm so sad. And I get it. It's based off of a telenovela. And you know, obviously, from the beginning of the show, you knew that it was going to be Raphael.
You called Amnesia.
I called Amnesia, too, which I won't divulge any spoilers for people that might not be caught up. But, from the beginning of the show, you know that it's going to be Jane and Raphael at the end. Like, as much as you try, but, like... I just wish
their storyline was so good, though.
What?
Michael and James was beautiful.
But at the same time,
it's our story.
But here's my thing. Okay, if you're going to start a telenovela with knowing this piece of information, that like Jane and Raphael, main protagonists, you definitely know they're going to end up at the end. Why can't you round out his character in a much better and more selfless way? They really made Jane the last two seasons such a pushover. Like such a
Raph was.
No, the writers made Jane such a pushover. Stand up for yourself. Like you are literally being walked on by this guy because you love him. And it just frustrated me so much that they were the writers and the show creators were okay with that. And then don't even get me started on the whole, like, they kept throwing, like, their own liberal agendas on there. That's a whole other thing, which, honestly, I can look past if the writing for these two main protagonists was actually better. But they literally made Michael such an incredible character on the show and then killed him.
Literally.
And
then killed him again as a character.
And you're just like... just keep him dead. Like, then develop a better storyline, a better story arc, a more rounded character development for Jane and Raphael.
Yeah.
Why bring back old, like...
that love triangle?
Love triangle.
Should have stayed dead when he died.
Yep. That's just me.
And the themes of the show were just so overdone and so...
It was awful. That show had so much potential the first four seasons.
I would
even say four seasons.
Oh, legit.
I would go up to season four.
After Michael died, that was good.
That was pretty good.
Because they brought out back her like old crush that was Teen Wolf from MTV or whatever.
Yeah, that was weird. I think that was season
five.
I don't know how many seasons.
I don't remember.
Honestly, yeah. Once they wrap up Michael's death the first time around, that was actually really good. And even I would say her mom fighting cancer. Like, that was pretty okay.
Okay, side story. So we actually started catching up on Jane the Virgin on Netflix. And we were like ready to kind of just like, okay, like, I think we're on the last season of the season. Like, we were about to catch up to where it was, like, in real life.
In real life, yeah.
And I remember being like, okay, I'm kind of done with a lot of the things that's going on here. Can we just jump ahead a little bit? And I think we jumped ahead, like...
Two episodes.
Really? I think it was maybe three or four.
Okay,
like, it was a good chunk.
Every time I say a number, Gino always adds more.
No, because it was an hour episodes, and we jumped ahead a good chunk.
Uh-huh.
And then they do the recaps at the beginning of every episode, and then when we skipped ahead, they were like, and Ro is getting over cancer.
And we were like, what?
what did we miss? It was just such like a...
She has cancer.
Yeah, like the last time she was like dancing and singing at a club. And then like we jump ahead and it's like she's got cancer and almost dying. And we were like, what happened?
We need to go back.
I guess you can't have to be there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
But I will also say Rogelio was the best part of that show.
Ro is the man. I love
and
him.
I honestly feel very happy about that because he's the actual Mexican actor on the show that I've known my entire life growing up. So I'm pretty okay with him
and
being
with
him being the star.
What's the other
male
one, the other guy?
Who?
I forgot his character's name. Wellas.
Oh, Jorge?
Jorge.
Jorge's all right. Wait, what are you saying?
Didn't you know him as well? Oh, no, you say he's Puerto Rican, right?
No, he's, I think he's Venezuelan, too.
Oh, Venezuelan, that's right.
But he's done, I feel like I've seen him before in other novelas in Mexico. I feel like he's done cameos or something. I don't know. When I saw him, I was like, I feel like I know him. But anyway, no, I do know Jaime Camille.
So with that being said, is there anything else you want to share?
No, that was it.
Or talk about it, update them on?
No, that's it. So TBD on whether this means we're... Oh my gosh, the mic, sorry. TBD on whether this means that we will be coming back.
Well, I can tell you right now, there will not be another episode next week.
No. It might still be a little short hiatus, especially because we're
we say
literally
short. It's going to be a good month.
Well, because we're about to also have this kid.
Yeah.
So we're nesting and doing all
that
stuff.
We're not smart like Claire and Catholic feminist and...
Oh, yeah. She's so smart. She's so good at what she does, honestly.
A bunch of episodes. Probably because, again, I'm kind of over Catholic content, and I don't know if I want to keep doing this.
True. But I will say...
Which might be shocking for a lot of people to hear from me.
I know. But I will say one of my all-time favorites that will forever be a good one for me to listen to is Catholic Feminist. Because every episode is so different. And yeah. I love it. It's really engaging. But anyway, I think that's pretty much
it. What was our sign-off?
I don't even remember.
Follow me on Instagram @D_Glaze. Oh, and Twitter, too. Follow on aware.
@AG_Glaze on Instagram and Twitter, too. But also, we're about to take a little break because...
Get ready for baby.
We're getting ready for the baby. Maybe so we're going to do a little social media fast for the next couple weeks.
And we will... You'll listen to us soon.
I don't even... Listen to us soon. So stay holy, my friends.
Deuces.